Sportsline here on a Tuesday night. We're with Dave Ungrady, the author of Born Ready. Dave, I'm going to ask you about what Len Bias's legacy should be, but let me ask you what Lefty Driesell's legacy should be first.
Lefty Driesell deserves everything he did for that Maryland program up until 1986. Lefty, understandably, was upset about how things evolved, how he had to leave, and he really didn't, not until I think it was 2002 when he really started to show up to some Maryland games. He was coaching up to that point, which made it harder. But Lefty's, he admittedly is a little bitter about what happened there. It's hard for him to get over. Hey, he built that program, and understandably so. A lot, and talking about even about how Len should be remembered, his legacy. There are people who were at Maryland when Lefty was coaching and who know how the impact Lefty had on that program. They are part of the M Club, the University of Maryland M Club, which supports Maryland Athletics, the committee that votes people into the Maryland Athletic Hall of Fame. Because of those people, two or three people, Len Bias is not in the Athletic Hall of Fame in Maryland. Mm. And as long as they're involved, he's not going to be in it. Some other people on the committee think he will be at some point, but it may be 3-4 years, maybe 10 years. So that's why he's not on the committee. That's part of his legacy. Len has not really fully been honored at Maryland. There's a bylaw that says if you've created any kind of embarrassment for the university, you can't be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, that's a very subjective thing. So Len's legacy is mixed, and that's why I call it the Born Ready, the mixed legacy of Len Bias, because his death created a lot of hardship for a lot of people. But it also saved lives, and I write about how in the book.
Well, right now, you know, I think people in this area, and this just goes back to the emotions of it, and even teammates and Lefty and those who love Len as a player really struggle with how should he be viewed. And this is not uncommon in the world or any other compelling story, but how should he be remembered? As the guy who blew it, who had everything and totally washed a life and all this stardom down the drain, or as a great player at a young age got mixed up with the wrong people?
The latter. Not even the wrong people. He deserves responsibility for this. Nobody made the decision that he made to use drugs to the extent that he did the night he died. Len should be remembered as a basketball player who made a bad decision, stupid decision. He could have been one of the best. And I've developed something called the Born Ready Project, based on the book, that teaches life skills, decision-making, and resilience to teenagers and young adults. I speak to groups, schools, whatever. That's what I'm trying to do with this, in part, is to establish Len's legacy as a teaching tool, as a cautionary tale. Everybody's born ready for greatness in something. Your life is shaped by the choices you make. Len could have been the greatest at what he was in basketball. He wasn't thinking right. He lost focus. He made a bad decision that killed him and affected a lot of people. So hopefully youngsters, teenagers, young adults can take that and learn about him and the impact of his story and say, hey, you know, I don't want to make that kind of decision. Hopefully it keeps me in the right path.
We're with Dave Ungrady, the author of Born Ready, a bestseller, The Mixed Legacy of Len Bias, in our closing moments here, Dave. A couple of things. One is Maryland leaving the ACC. You're an alum. You obviously have written extensively about Maryland athletics. Your feelings about that?
I wasn't as emotional about it as most people. I see the practicality of it. It makes sense. It's a very pragmatic decision. They're hurting financially. On the track team, 2 or 3 years ago, there were several of us who were on a committee to try to save the program. You remember they dropped a couple of years ago. Maryland track was saved primarily because of the donations of two people, a track alum who came through with a lot of money to fund it for the next year and a half. Only the outdoor program for men. The women is strong. It's full force, but men only has an outdoor program right now. So that's an impact of Len's legacy because of how they restructured the program in the early 90s. But Maryland needs money to sustain its program. They had to take this deal. There were some academic reasons as well, Wallace Lowe suggested in his statements. But I think it's to sustain what they have and hopefully bring those sports back. And the money they're getting from the Big Ten is, how can you pass that up?
Whom the greatest basketball player in the history of the school?
Without doubt, Len. I think another player who could be there is John Lucas, because he was the only number one draft pick out of the University of Maryland. Len is a number two pick. There were a couple other number twos. So
Joe was number one overall, Joe Smith.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe Smith, right. Joe Smith was number one. Thank you for that.
He only played two years.
Yes, he did. Only played 2 years.
I'm a big Juan Dixon guy.
Yeah.
Was the best player on a team that won the national championship.
That's right.
4 years.
That's right.
Best player in the ACC at a really competitive level of the ACC. I guess that debate can rage on, but right. It's hard to argue against this guy on the cover of your book, Len Bias, and it's going to be a very interesting discussion coming up on Monday, November 18th at 5:30 p.m. at Sports Legends Museum at Camden Yards to hear more from Dave and Grady and about the book Born Ready, The Mixed Legacy of Len Bias. Again, you can contact the Babe Ruth Birthplace Museum at 410-727-1539, 410-727-1539 for tickets. And then finally, you know, here you are in 2011, the 30 for 30 already came out. Is this all we'll hear about Len Bias forever other than...
Hopefully, from my perspective, in this way, no. The Born Ready Project, I'm trying to remind people about his story. People need to know his story to learn from it. And if I can add, in 2 weekends, November 22 to 24th, I've started a youth basketball tournament, the first that's going to honor Len's legacy at the University of Maryland, at Northwestern High School, both schools he attended. We're setting up a scholarship fund in his name. It's never been done before. In a youth tournament environment, I'm going to talk to kids. I'm going to speak about decision-making. We're having a skills contest with a slam dunk competition.
Cool.
All weekend. It's the first year we're doing it. And you can go to the BornReadyProject.com to get some more information on that. So in that way, we want to remember Len's legacy as a teaching tool. Teach kids here. Here's what Len did. Here's what he did wrong. Here's how you can try to avoid those kind of mistakes. Remember him as a basketball player for what he was.
He's the ultimate what could have been in so
That's
many
right.
ways.
That's right.
Makes it tragic in that sense. Dave, great stuff. We really appreciate you coming up tonight.
Thanks for the time.
To talk about it. And we'll catch up again down the road. Don't be shy about coming up or talking about Len Bias whenever you want.
Appreciate it.
Dave Ungrady, and we'll come back to talk about this in a moment here on WBAL.